You are listening to the audio production of The Preeminent Christ, God's Beautiful and Unchanging Gospel by Paul Washer, published by One Audiobooks. This book was originally published by Reformation Heritage and is read by Josh Childs. Foreword by John MacArthur. The Gospel of Jesus Christ declares the unfathomable glory of God in the salvation of sinners, and the Gospel itself is therefore inestimably glorious. That is not a trivial assertion. Nothing in this vast universe of wonders is greater or more sublime than the glory of God. Moreover, God's glory is the ultimate reason for everything that exists. The universe and all that is in it was created for one principal objective, namely, to put the glory of God on display. Each one of us was made for that same purpose. Thus, the first question in the Westminster Shorter Catechism reminds us that our chief end is to glorify God and enjoy Him forever. Indeed, Scripture teaches us that the glory of God should dominate our awareness no matter what we might be doing at any given moment. Whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31. Years ago, a publisher asked me to contribute to a book in which several authors each explained and taught lessons from one favorite Bible verse. Since all Scripture is inspired and profitable for instruction in righteousness, there is not a single verse that I favor above all others. There are, however, several that I have a particular appreciation for because of their unusual clarity and sharp focus. Of these, the first verse that came to mind for my chapter in that book was 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. We all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. That verse describes and illustrates how God's glory and the gospel message are inextricably bound together. Divine glory is the theme that dominates what Paul is saying in the context surrounding 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. The apostle is making the point that the incarnate Christ is the living embodiment of God's glory. Moreover, he says, Christ shows us God's glory in a way that is infinitely superior to the occasional displays of Shekinah glory we read about in the Old Testament. The physical display of glory in Moses' time was a glow so intense and somewhat terrifying that it had to be hidden behind a veil. In the gospel era, however, the light of the knowledge of the glory of God shines in the face of Jesus Christ, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6, and we can see it with unveiled face, chapter 3, verse 18. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3 describes Christ as the brightness of God's glory. Note, however, that the glory Christ reveals to us is much more than just the physical shining of a bright light. Christ Himself is the image of the invisible God, Colossians chapter 1, verse 15. And He is the living perfection of glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth, John chapter 1, verse 14. He is the true light which gives light to every man, chapter 1, verse 9. His glory is evident not just through a visible shining, but also in the purity of His holiness, the clarity and immutability of the truth He embodies, the moral beauty of His righteousness, and a host of other perfections. Here is the most astonishing part. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18 says, "Those who have Christ as their Lord and Savior are partakers of the divine glory." All believers are undergoing a process of transformation, from glory to glory, from one degree of glory to the next. In short, we are being conformed to the likeness of Christ, Romans chapter 8, verse 29. Unlike Moses, whose face temporarily bore a fading reflection of God's glory, we are being transformed by the Holy Spirit into Christ-like vessels designed to put God's glory on display forever. The glory is not ours. It belongs to God alone. But because believers are indwelt by the Spirit of Christ, it is a glory that shines from within, not a mere reflection. Moses' glow at the foot of Sinai was a backscatter that soon grew dim and went away. In sharp contrast, the glory described in 2
Sample complete. Ready to continue?